Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
After the results of Monday Night Football, Detroit inching closer and closer to the top four of Super Bowl odds in the National Football League. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is Bet Sweats with you on a Tuesday morning, and we are now joined by CBS Sports' Will Brinson to talk about the National Football League. How you doing, Will?
Guys, the Detroit Lions, the demise of the Detroit Lions because they lost two coordinators may have been a bit exaggerated. Dan Campbell is a stud. Jared Goff. I mean, what a statement game. Like, you go into Baltimore and do that to the Ravens. I think you put the Lions above the Packers when you're talking about, you know, the best teams in the NFC North, best teams in the NFC. And then I think it's probably like a 7-team group of squads that I kind of trust at the top. And by trust, I mean like loose, right? I mean, the Bills, Ravens, who I forgot to mention last time, Packers, Lions, Eagles. And I think I've got the Rams and the Chargers up there as well. That's kind of like I think they can blow a game at any point because it's the NFL, but that's sort of the group I trust at the top. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I feel very good about it. I'm also kicking myself. The human brain works in mysterious ways, obviously. When
you didn't.
Electric Brad Evans and Ryan Horvath on BetMGM tonight.
Oh, that's a sexy phrase.
Quote Dr. Dre, creep with me and walk with me on this one.
Welcome to a new era of wagertainment. This is the BetMGM Network. Please gamble responsibly.
Yeah, and I think not only just Gibbs, but you have, again, you have like all these, you have like five guys who can take over a game between Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, who was just sort of written off, I guess, because Jahmyr Gibbs is awesome. David Montgomery is still great. I mean, he's the hammer, like the heart and soul of that run game. And they're going to feed him the ball down by the goal line. He can still break off big runs. I mean, maybe not the full break. Like Jahmyr Gibbs scores that touchdown that Gibbs was trying to, you know, run to. I think, you know, Sam Laporta, underused still, but very, very dangerous. And then, of course, Jameson Williams, who's an absolutely explosive playmaker. This offense went outdoors in primetime against a truck in the Ravens and took care.
Get ready to experience.
Like, go for it on fourth down in big spots. And you know, what is it, that third and they don't get it on third down. And Troy Aikman sort of like, you know, Dan Campbell's told us. Like, everyone on the team already knows if they're going to go for it on fourth down. And, again, like, we can talk about it, how it works in big spots and when it fails in, you know, conference championship games and all that. But when the whole team is on the same page about going for it on fourth down, it just gives you a lot more confidence in what they're going to do, when they're going to do it. You don't feel like they're waffling in these moments. And I think Detroit, the coordinator stuff is just overblown. Like, they look great out there. Maybe they might have upgraded. I don't know. I mean, I am not worried about the Lions in any facet whatsoever. And I think they're absolutely a viable Super Bowl contender.
Give me another take on NFC, because I think that's what's really interesting. Detroit is the third favorite right now at 6-1. You clearly like them. People have questions about Philly. They're co-favorites with Green Bay. And then you go down the line, like we get the Bosa news with San Francisco. There's always expectation. The Rams are there. Tampa 3-0, all really close games, all field goal games, less than that. Washington, Minnesota, all of a sudden they look great against Cincinnati. There's another team we were talking about that's way down the board. Give me a take on somebody positive or negative that's not Detroit in the NFC.
I mean, I hate to like beat the drum here, but I think it's, I mean, the Rams are, I think the Rams are just live to win this conference and go back to the Super Bowl. If Puka Nacua's usage is insane through 3 weeks. I mean, this guy is getting fed the rock. Kyren Williams looks like his old self. I mean, he's not like super efficient, but he's just a grinder in that system. Blake Corum actually looks like he may have taken a step forward as that, you know, kind of like backup option if something happens to Kyren. And then Devontae Adams, was it like a maybe underdog tweeted out, it's like, Unk still got it? I mean, dude, going down the field and catching deep balls. Like, if Matthew Stafford stays healthy, this defense is awesome. That game against the Eagles, and obviously, you know, it's bad sweats. I'm sure you guys talked about it yesterday. One of the all-time bad beats in terms of +3.5. Like, there's no way you can lose 3.5 unless one very, very specific thing happens. And it's a really unlikely thing that's going to happen, especially when if it's like a different defensive player who's not 336 pounds and in like a superhumanly fast for his size, is probably going down when he gets the ball because he's seen the ball in his hands before. But Jordan Davis just wanted that touchdown because he's probably only got three of them in his life. But I think, you know, that game, that worries me a little bit for the Rams in the sense that losing that game, a game that you really should have won, when the Niners go and beat the Cardinals in that tough spot with Mac Jones as a backup, maybe that ends up costing you the division. Maybe it ends up costing you a look at the one seed. Maybe it costs you a home playoff game. Like, we'll see how that pans out. But if that's the case, you know, I think it hurts the Rams' chances a little bit. But I just think I am so impressed with what Los Angeles has done in the first 3 weeks of the season, the way they've looked. Matthew Stafford's got to stay healthy, but they've done it against really good defenses and really good teams. I just think this is not something that's going to go away. If for whatever reason, the market and the general public doesn't love the Rams that much.
And as we turn the page to week four, one of these teams will be 1-3. Baltimore, Kansas City.
I mean, was it Baltimore's like -2.5?
2.5.
Yeah. I mean, it's like if the Ravens didn't have this propensity for blowing like games late, I don't know. To me, the Ravens are the better team. Yeah. 21. The Packers can't. I mean, the Cowboys can't stop anything. Like, their defense is absolute trash. The Packers' defense, I do think, you know, the NFL, it's tough to find trap game, like true trap games like you do in college, NFL team is overlooking an opponent. But I think that was the ultimate trap game against the Browns for the Packers. You're going on the road. You're an 8.5-point favorite. You know that if you score 20 points, the game is over. And you have the Cowboys on Sunday night in the Micah Parsons revenge game on deck. And I think they really did fall for the, you know, like, I don't know if they like got too hyped up about themselves, but I just think it was the perfect trap game. And that's why I love the Browns catching 8.5. Still had to hold on for dear life to get the Browns, but they got home. I think you see a Packers team off a loss going into Dallas against a Cowboys team that, like, will put up a fight to a degree, but I just think they're hapless on defense. And I don't know how, like, the Packers aren't that explosive offensively yet. We haven't seen it from them. If they can run, they're fine. If you can stop them from running, I think they're in a little bit of trouble. I just don't see Dallas slowing down their run game. And I think Parsons, you're going to play 100% of the snaps and come away with like four sacks. I mean, like, that's the problem there is I just think there's a chance that the Packers blow them out. This would normally be a spot where I'd like to take the points, because the Cowboys are good enough to cover the 7, but not with that Micah Parsons factor. He's going to come out just hair on fire in this one.
I knew we were on the Browns, and I loved your tweet Saturday night when the bartender came out, Packers, and you sent me the Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. No. I was going to say, was he on the Colts too? Because I feel like the Titans were such a perfect spot. I can no longer back the Titans. Brian Callahan is a bad football coach who does not know what he's doing. And the Titans, I mean, like, he takes a delay of game and then kicks a 62-yarder with like 40 cents. I'm like, how did you not know that was going to backfire into the Colts getting a field goal right before half, man? What are you doing? So, like, the Titans, I don't know if I can back. Who's your stinkier dog than the Browns plus 8.5, Sam?
So, we have a bell here. It's called the can't do it bell. And when somebody says they can't do it, we just ring it. I'm taking the Titans plus 7.
Oh, no.
Yep. I'm doing it. Like, I'm doing it.
The Texans are the first team in 20 years to start 0-3 while allowing 55 points or less. Like, their defense is really good. They just cannot score. I mean, the offense is a dumpster fire. The offensive line is a train wreck. There are injuries all over at the running back position. Nico Collins got a little banged up at the end of that game, then came back in. CJ Stroud looks mid. I mean, I don't know if I can I can't take the Titans again this week, but I understand it.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be able to score to cover 7. So I think that's fair. Yeah. But yeah, Callahan, it's a disaster. So many penalties every week, and that's usually a sign of bad coaching, and we're seeing it there. You like the Rams. They are not going to be betting the Rams this week. No chance. They're taking all those points with the Colts. They already took 4.5 down to 3.5. We'll see if this gets a 3. You think the Rams cover?
Yeah, I do. I think the Rams are a better football team. Like, the Colts are really good. I think there's a chance for some regression here. You know, you're not going to go the whole season without punting. Indiana Jones. I mean, we're not calling him Danny Dimes anymore. He's Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones ain't going to be perfect. He's going to lob a Kingdom of the Crystal Skull out here eventually in one of these weeks. And it's just going to be an absolute box office turd. And I think this is the week against a good Rams defense. To me, the fact that the number is staying at the hook, given how well the Colts have played and how they're sort of the darling now 3 weeks into the season, is a little telling. I think there's a couple of those lines out there this week where you're like, with the hook, like, I'm definitely taking the dog here. And it might be a little bit of stinky cheese there. So I think I'd be careful. I like the Rams to win and win handily. I mean, they had the Eagles just put in a corner. And I think what we've seen from the Colts so far this season, now the Broncos game is a little bit closer, obviously, but the Colts have largely front run, right? What happens when the Colts aren't front running? When they can't just hand Jonathan Taylor the ball and let him get downhill? When the Rams come out and score early and score often and get let's say the Rams are up 14 to 20 points. Are the Colts, I don't know if the Colts are built to come back against a good defense like that. And I think the Rams will come out hot at home, put up some points, slow the Colts down, force them to punt a couple times, and then let's see what the Colts can do when they're not front running, because I have an inkling that it may involve a Indiana Jones pick six.
How fun is it to watch Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh work together?
It's awesome. I love Jim Harbaugh. I mean, like, he's one of my favorite coaches ever. I said, like, 2 years ago, I think he's a Hall of Fame coach, and Pete Prisco, of course, is like, what are you talking about? Prisoner of the moment. And look, I mean, Harbaugh gets the best out of everybody. It is unbelievable. Like, Quentin Johnson is a star now. I mean, this guy couldn't catch a football 2 years ago. You lose Khalil Mack. Okay, no problem. You lose Rashawn Slater before the season. Okay, no problem. Najee Harris gone now. Like, it's not going to be a problem. Omari Hampton, I think, will end up being the best rookie running back in the NFL this year. I got 16-1, like, offseason ticket on him to win offensive rookie of the year.
We got it together. Both got it.
Yeah. I think he starts to get there and really come into his own. I loved him at Carolina. Great player. They have three wide receivers who have a perfect combination of skill sets. They're very complementary. Quentin Johnson, the super deep threat, Labuschagne, who, you know, we thought would be at like a 30% target share, but hasn't had to be there this year. You know, we're still due for a lad game. And then Keenan Allen having a renaissance season there. They've got the tight ends who block, who can catch passes. You know, Greg Roman's dialing up a perfect game plan for Justin Herbert. They're passing more aggressively early in games and often. And Herbert looks, I mean, I think Herbert, you know, 3 weeks into the season, it's early, right? But if you're talking about the MVP favorites, I mean, yeah, I should have grabbed it at 10-1. I think there are a lot of people that have those tickets. 5-1, I don't even think it's that crazy given like what the Chiefs, like if the Chiefs fall to 1-3, because you got to win your division, I think Herbert's a good look for MVP.
Will Brinson, CBS Sports, thank you very much. Always appreciate you hopping on. Good stuff there. Joe O, Sammy P, we're going to take a look at some NFL awards before we get to our lightning bets on this Tuesday. Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. I think we need Jake to go to the Wiener Circle today. Because they had this big promotion. If Caleb Williams throws for 4 touchdowns, free hot dogs for everyone. That would be today, Tuesday. And I guess that's what the deal is. I don't know if it's one per person or what it is. That's got to be a hell of a scene today. Just people excited about the Bears in Chicago. And then the Wiener Circle, if I don't know. How would you best explain it to people that have no idea what the Wiener Circle is?
It's a place where you go to be sort of berated by the staff.
Yes.
I guess it's a good way to put it.
Like the most vulgar of ways.
Now, I don't know that you're going to get that on a Tuesday. On a Thursday, Friday night, Saturday night, you have the full staff there, and there are some characters that work there. There's a video, if you're curious about the Wiener Circle and what it entails. Just go to YouTube and type in Triumph, the insult comic dog.
So good. Yeah. Do I remember it? I go back like on a yearly basis. Yes.
Yeah. So Triumph goes to the Wiener Circle and has this insane exchange with the staff. And It's one of my favorite videos on YouTube. Actually, I'm going to see how many views it has. I'm sure the people that aren't from Chicago like we are have never seen it. Okay, so it's a Conan O'Brien video that has 16.5 million views. And the headline or the title of the video is Jack McBrayer in Triumph Visit Chicago's Wiener Circle.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. And that is not an overreaction. It is. Let's see, how long is it? I don't remember how long the video is. I feel like it's about 10 minutes or so.
So good.
McBrayer is so perfect in it. Here we go. 8 minutes and 4 seconds. And it's must watch YouTube. It reminds me of, remember that restaurant that used to be right off the highway there? That would be, would that be Ontario or Ohio? Oh,
downtown? Yeah, where
Ed DeBevick's.
You get Ed DeBevick's was one. There was another one like near Navy Pier that Chris Ranji actually worked at. Like he was part of the staff that would rip on people. Ah, I forgot the name of that one too. Dick's Last Resort? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That is it. Yeah, that's it. So Ed DeBevick's used to be one. I don't know if it's still open. I haven't lived in Chicago for 6 years now, so I don't know. But you'd go in there and you'd be like, I'd like a double cheeseburger and a fry. And they'd be like, you don't need a double cheeseburger, fat ass.
Yeah,
and you'd
right.
be like, whoa. If you didn't expect it, you'd be like, okay. But they were just rude to the clientele. And that was the vibe. Go watch. I can't even possibly explain it better than just telling you to go to that YouTube video.
Go watch
Triumph it. At the Wiener Circle. I'm going to watch it after the show. It's so
me too.
Funny.
I can't wait to see my girl Poochie. I cannot wait.
I couldn't remember her name. Poochie. That's right. And the comments are insane on the video. Here's a comment from 1 year ago. 11 years ago, this video uploaded, and I still watch this golden nugget of comedy. And then there's a quote. Do you kiss your pimp with that mouth? Oh, it's so funny. Oh, man.
I'm looking
so
forward good. To this. Yeah, I'm looking forward to checking this out.
Poochie.
Yeah, so, man, to have a job where you could talk like that, it's pretty awesome. I wonder if they have to tone it down because, like you said, middle of the day, I'm sure the camera crews from the local news will be there to cover this. Great way to get some free publicity. A lot of people are talking about it. It was funny because the reporters were asking the Bears players who have no idea what the Wiener Circle is about this. And Caleb was like, yeah, cool. Enjoy your free hot dogs. Like they have no idea what goes on there. But people in Chicago, people that have visited that area certainly know. Once you go, you will never, ever forget it.
So speaking of the Wiener Circle and speaking of Caleb Williams, I have a friend who watches our show all the time and he doesn't bet everything we say. And oftentimes he goes rogue. He sent me a slip yesterday. He bet Caleb Williams to win the MVP at 80-1 BetMGM.
Holy. What was
I
that?
I know.
Was that before yesterday?
It was after the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's never before the game. It's always after the game. Still 80-1. That's the market at BetMGM. So similar players in that price range. Prescott is 80. Kyler Murray is 66. Brock Purdy is 66, and he's not even healthy. That's kind of crazy that Purdy is shorter than Caleb. And then on the other side, Trevor Lawrence 100-1. Saquon 100-1. Bo Nix 100-1. I'm not advocating for it. I'm just giving you the facts. Caleb Williams has the most touchdown passes in the NFL. Well, actually, that changed because Jared Goff played last night. So that I didn't check that this morning. I guess
yeah,
I should.
They had 4 rushing touchdowns.
Okay, so the leading passing touchdown guys in the NFL right now, I should have had this beforehand. I apologize. Lamar has 9. Rodgers, Goff, Caleb have 7. Not bad.
The 80-1 price is correct.
I agree.
Fine with that. The Bears not only have to make the playoffs, probably have to win the division. They're 28-1 right now to win the division. It's probably what you need. You're going to need that level of success. I understand getting excited about the numbers and the four touchdowns. We're going to learn very quickly, was that more about the Cowboys defense or the Bears offense? And I think we're going to be talking about, if you have any fantasy players going against the Cowboys, you just load them up immediately. Like, there's no questions asked. That's the worst defense in the NFL. Eberflus's defense. That's really not much of a debate right now based on what we've seen. Was it all about the opponent? I don't know. I don't know. We're going to find out. I get it. If you think he's going to have numbers, I didn't think you were going MVP. I thought you were going 4,000 plus yards, offensive player of the year, something like that. Something a little bit different. Cause MVP is going to be tough. Cause you got to be typically a top 2 to 3 seed in your conference to get the MVP. And Speaking of that, Brinson brought his name up. Herbert, that's the big mover this week. 6-1. He's a third favorite. The number for Josh Allen got even shorter because Lamar's team lost last night. So they were co-favorites before last night's game. And now what we have is Josh Allen is separating himself a little bit without even playing last night. So it goes Allen, then Lamar, then Justin Herbert, down to Love a little bit, but yeah, I mean, it's tough to make cases for somebody that not in the top 3 to 4.
What about Jalen Hurts? I'd like to have this conversation.
Okay.
Because there was a lot of people on X, some people that I might call a teammate at one company, saying, all right, Jalen Hurts, let's see what you can do. And super sarcastic, super passive aggressive. Like, oh, he can't throw him back in this game. They're down 19 points. Well, he did, and he was the reason they won that game. Well, the block kick helped, of course, but to get them in front, he was the reason they took the lead. Let me shape it that way. He's 18-1 at BetMGM. Same price as Mahomes, $2 shorter than Baker Mayfield. They are undefeated. He's going to have 15 rushing touchdowns, give or take, in what's probably the final year of the tush push. And they could go 13-4, 14-3. It's a very good football team. If he keeps silencing the critics and finding ways to get the Eagles home in games, he's going to be right there. Is he going to have the stats like Allen or Lamar? No. But he's probably, if Saquon continues this, slip? From where he was last year, slide. It's very hard to match what Saquon did last year. If the Eagles are going to run it back and win a bunch of games, it'll be because of the quarterback, not because of the running back. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. Last night I was scrolling, watching Monday Night Football, and the algorithm popped up something that Stuart Finer said about Jalen Hurts. And then my daughter repeated it the rest of the night because I was laughing. She's like, what does he mean by that? It was actually positive. He was ripping on Jersey Jerry because he said something very negative about Jalen Hurts. The stats play such a big part. Like, the record for the Eagles is probably going to be up there, something that you need. But the stats play such a major factor that I just don't know if he's going to be able to do it. Rushing touchdowns, you throw that into the wash. Yes, it's going to help him. But I understand your point. The quarterback of potentially the team with the best record. Like, that's a good starting point. And you already won the Super Bowl. You're the Super Bowl MVP. What else do you have to prove to people? You still got people criticizing him. 22-1. I get your point on that number, that it probably should not be that. Is it going to be one of these top two names? Maybe. So what are we, top three, all in the same conference? Like, what's the best number for the NFC? It's Love. And that's 16-1. Jaden Daniels, who's hurt, has the same. I see people saying, oh, now Baker's got to be talked about for MVP. Baker's getting more love than Jalen Hurts, which I think is kind of crazy, even with the late game heroics that we've seen out of Baker. It's hard for me to find value in this market to go down the board. I'm more willing to go down the board in some of these other markets, but I think MVP is going to be tough to beat not only Herbert, but Allen and Lamar.
Sure. I bet Justin Herbert a couple years ago at 15-1. And I was clearly early. Mm-hmm. I believe it was the how long has Harbaugh been there? Is this his third year? I think it was the second, year before Harbaugh right? got there. Second yeah, okay, year. Second. Okay. So I bet Herbert, you're right, he got took the job before the 2024 season. So this is year two. I bet it in 23, the year before Harbaugh got there. And I'm like, I love this kid. I love his game. And I bet it 15-1. And it didn't quite work out that year. So I got jaded because that's how it works. If you bet it once and it doesn't work out, you're like, oh, I can't do it again. And I never, I'll be completely honest with you, I never even thought about it. Never mm-hmm. even crossed my brain. And that's my fault. I mean, I should be better at that. I should be able to compartmentalize bets that were either bad or ahead of schedule or both. Had the right idea just a couple years early. But never thought about Herbert. And a lot was made about the Big Four. The Big Four every year. Lamar, Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow. And Burrow's not winning the MVP because he's not going to be on the field. Don't think it's going to be Mahomes earlier because that team is winning with defense, not offense. You could get cute and take a number, but Josh Allen's the best player in football. I've thought that for 2 years now. So know that if you make a bet at anybody 10-1 or higher, you might get good numbers. You might beat the number for a while, but if 17 is healthy in Western New York, he's the best player and he's the most valuable player.
OPOY, Jonathan Taylor is a favorite. Puka is your second favorite. That's pretty wide open. Like Taylor had the 3-touchdown game this weekend, so he's going to make that jump. That's an interesting market. And if you look at offensive rookie of the year, interesting as well. It's not Warren. Last week, Warren was the favorite. Every week, it's a different favorite, Sam. Now it's Ibuka. He's the guy that Baker goes to in a big spot, plus 370, Warren plus 500. You're in a good spot with your Hampton ticket at plus 750. He's the guy moving forward with the Najee Harris injury. Cam Ward's fifth favorite, Genty six. Dart is seventh at 20-1. I mentioned my Judkins bet. He's also 20-1. And Scadaboo is right there, 22-1. This market is changing more than any other awards market week to week.
I'm just going to sit on the Hampton ticket that we talked about after the draft, 16-1, see what happens, roll the dice. BetMGM is down to 12 on Dart, and you were telling people to bet 30 and 35, assuming that this would eventually happen. Now, he's got an uphill battle because he hasn't played. If he does take the reins and finish the season, that's 14 games, and that's enough to win the offensive rookie, especially if he puts up numbers. I mean, they have weapons there. You know, guys like Neighbors and Scadaboo, and you know, they've got enough there to at least make some noise. With the MVP and the offensive player, though, I want to go back to offensive player. Mm-hmm. Gibbs and Brown are both unbelievable, but they're probably going to cancel each other out, right? That's the problem with Detroit. And because all the weapons are there, it probably removes Goff winning the MVP. Detroit's a very elite offense, but they have so many weapons that I don't know that one of them can win. Taylor's clearly the best player in Indy. Puka clearly in Los Angeles. McCaffrey clearly in San Francisco. Bijan Robinson in Atlanta. I feel like Gibbs and St. Brown are both so good that they take away from each other.
I think your CMC play looks good too. He had like 27 touches Sunday. Where else is they going to go with the ball? Yeah, got to stay
healthy. On the field.
Yep. Yeah, that market's interesting. My guy JSN, he's down a little, but not a lot. 35-1. Joe O, Sammy P, Lightning Bets next. BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love.
I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Lightning bets coming up in just a few minutes. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. I wish we had something with the room today, because that's just now, that's peak. Just what's the room got? Let's go Oppo. How are we going to do it? Are we going to parlay it? What are you going to do? I'm sure people did that and they missed it by that one freaking leg. But yeah, room goes 1-4 yesterday for Monday Night Football. Can't wait till Thursday till we find out exactly where they're at. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Sam, we got a message from listener viewer Garrett, and it's about the Red Sox, a team that you are following closely. And he was looking for some angles, some advice, kind of in that hedge spot, final week of the Major League Baseball season, trying to figure out what he should do. It's a sizable ticket. So he's reaching out to us. He has his own idea, but he was curious what we would do. So here's the scenario for Garrett. He's got a Red Sox to make the playoffs ticket. His total risk is nearly $1,800. The payout, $39,000. So this is significant. He says it's across four different parlays. He's got golf legs from the Open Championship tied to it. Best price he's seen on Boston to miss is 6-1. Would you hedge with that number at plus 600, or would you hedge the games daily? And he gives an example, like tomorrow, put a little on the Blue Jays money line against the Red Sox. So Garrett was just wondering, what's the best way to go about it? The Red Sox are in the playoff right now. They're up by a game. And just to have an idea how much of a favorite they are to make it, BetMGM has minus 900. On the low end, I see minus 800. High end, minus 1,000. So if you're making a move, what do you do? Or do you just sit and wait out these last six games, take it day by day?
If you're minus 900 to make the playoffs, it's hard to get too hedge happy, I would think. And again, it's very difficult for us to tell people what to do. I think we could only approach it from the school or the thought process of what would I do. Again, it's your money, it's your decision. But if your last leg to hit this parlay, you bet it at 6-1, yes, and the yes is now minus 900, it's very difficult to get too hedge happy. I guess the question is, you know, how much is that money going to change your life? You know, 39,000 is a lot of money. So do you want to bet 1,000 at miss at 6-1? Maybe that's a good place to start. So you either win 38,000 or win What was the bet? You said how much to win 39?
So he's risking about 1,800.
Okay, so just doing the math here, I don't have my Michael Felder calculator. So
Boston is a dog tonight to Toronto, at Toronto. BetMGM has Toronto at minus 170 favorite. Giolito on the bump for the Red Sox.
Yeah, but you have a clean hedge with betting the no, though, is my point. I wouldn't do the day-to-day because you could technically, if things go weird, it could get bad. You know?
Yeah. I mean,
it just could. So if they make the playoffs, he wins 39,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to put a dime on the no at 6-1, that would be my answer. Because then he'd win either 38,000 or he'd win 6,000 minus the 1,800.
I think that's the best way. You don't want to get too convoluted. And then, like, you're just spreading money all these different places. And then you're doing this for 6 to 7 days. And then by the end, you're like, well, crap, what happened to my winnings? It was like I was knocking on 40 grand and now I'm down to, you know, 35 or whatever. Like, that's significant. Keep that in mind too. Like, it may not sound like it's that significant, like you're happy with 35, but why give money away if you don't have to? And I'm sure that's probably why he was reaching out to us. I think he's on the right path because that's the first thing he brought up. So that means that's probably what he's closest to doing and thinking, are there other creative ways? Yeah, I like being in a hedge spot where I can win both sides, but it's okay when we're talking about a ticket that's 39K, right? Is that kind of where you're coming from? Like, you're not going to miss that 1,000 if you're wrong on that. Well, you're not wrong. You're right.
Garrett, what I would say is you made a tremendous bet, and you are such a prohibitive favorite now. You don't want to take out of what you should win more than you have to, right? That's what I would say. That's what I would do. If I made an $1,800 bet to win $39,000 and I'm a $9 favorite to cash this parlay, I would bet a very small amount from that big pot. You take the big pot and take a dime out and bet the no. Just in case it does happen, if the Red Sox fall apart, you then win the $6,000. And then you lose the 1,800, so you still profit either 4,200 or 38,000. That's my final answer.
It's probably nervous because if you go to tankathon.com, look at the remaining strength of schedule, the toughest in baseball belongs to the Boston Red Sox with these last six games, Blue Jays and the Tigers. So I understand being a little bit nervous here, but keep in mind how awful the Tigers have been over the last month. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. But Garrett, congratulations. Great bet. Best of luck with your decision. And I agree with Sam. Just go no, and you're not going to miss that grand or whatever you decide. But don't hedge too much. That's the biggest key here. Don't hedge too much. You're in a terrific spot. Hope that gets home for you. All right, Sam, lightning bets. What do you think of today?
I will definitely end up on Penn State at some point this week. But let me be clear, I am not in a rush to lay 3.5 now. So that is not a lightning bet today. But I'm hoping for 3. And I do think eventually you're going to get that bet on Oregon at 3.5. I did notice this. They put up a poll on Instagram yesterday. They took our video about Oregon and Penn State. And as of this morning, I took a screenshot. Kate put a poll on the video. And the question on the Instagram was, will Oregon take down Penn State? Yes or no? What percentage do you think said yes, that Oregon will win outright of 100?
70.
75.
Wow.
So
it doesn't surprise me.
I don't think that Oregon support is going to stop. And I think we're going to get 3. And for Big Dave, you think Big Dave's going to let Oregon go into Happy Valley and win? Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. Ain't happening. So I'm holding on Penn State. Again, not a lightning bet yet, but that's sort of what I'm thinking. If you'd like a bet, give you the Tennessee Titans plus 7.
Oh.
There. I made it. Yeah. I made it on a Tuesday.
All right. Congratulations. I get it. The Texans should not be favored by a touchdown over anybody in this league, But the Tennessee Titans are barely in this league. So that's the trouble. That's a trouble spot. But you're right. It's disgusting, and it's the right play. I don't buy that Texas team at all. Stingley's hurt, too. We're going to find out if he's going to be good to go. He cogged that defense. How close are you in the Longhorns making the playoff? Minus 150.
I think it's a really good bet.
Yeah. Thinking about it. All right. I'm going to go go somewhere else. Both of us landed independently. Seahawks 7-1 to win the division.
Woo!
Bosa injury. Maybe we're all just wrong about them. And that is a lights out defense. And I don't think they're getting enough respect right now. And people are still looking at it and say, well, the opponent matters. And I certainly understand it. But man, yeah, we both landed on the same spot. That is way too much value for everything that they've already accomplished. I'm gonna jump in on the Seahawks here. Why not in that division? I don't think it's going to be San Francisco. I mean, it's funny. I was reading stories. Why are the Niners so injured all the time? Why are the Niners so injured? And then the day that article comes out, I think it was from The Athletic, Bosa's done for the year now. Like, add him to the list. But yeah, Seattle loses a close game to start the season against San Francisco, took out Pittsburgh on the road, know about New Orleans, and then we get Thursday's game at Arizona. That's going to be a big one for this. But yeah, watch out. We might may have been wrong about Seattle because I was not high on them coming into the season. So that's my look for today, to win the division. And if you want to do more, there's some big numbers, 30-1 for the NFC. Paul Aspen, what you got for the Lightning bets?
As a former Seahawks backer in years past, I wish you the best. Yeah. I think it's interesting that the favorite has flipped in the LSU Ole Miss game. So that's kind of pointing me towards Ole Miss. Going to dive into it a little bit more. So I've not gotten to the window on it yet. But that's an interesting one. And yeah, that's pretty much it for today. So I'll let Jake take off with a full baseball card.
Ooh, yeah. Full baseball card as opposed to yesterday. Only had a few games. I'm sure we'll talk about Dodgers, D-backs. But Jake, let me run the people that they've thought out the parlay. Now you can boost it. Use this boost token on any pro football same game parlay and grab a bigger payout if you win at BetMGM. What do you think, Jake?
So great to have these Diamondbacks positions and be one game out of the wild card. Here's Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers. Oh, who do
they're
the Reds
minus
get?
150. Minus well, 150.
You may ask yourself who the Reds get. Oviedo and the Pittsburgh Pirates in Cincinnati. Mm. Awesome. Sick.
Yeah.
I love that we've just moved on from the Mets, and it's like we're not even talking about the Mets
are
dead.
The Mets got raptured. It's over. The Mets as an organization got beamed up. It's over.
And they got Horton tonight.
Yeah, that team's cooked. But as long as the Diamondbacks can just stay in it, Reds have to play Skeens tomorrow. I don't know. I'm just saying. As far as other stuff, I like the Orioles on the money line. I like the under in the Red Sox Blue Jays game. And let's go Diamondbacks, please. Please win. Just please win.
Please.
They beating them?
Yes,
they beating Ohtani?
I did ask nicely. Sure, let's okay. Official Lightning bet, Diamondbacks money line. Let's go down.
Oh my
ship.
God! Let's go all
and
the way
do up. Yourself a favor. Go watch Triumph the Comic Dog at the Wiener Circle. Do it.
Yep, we're gonna do that right now. Right as Paul's trying to run the show meeting for tomorrow, we'll be watching that, laughing. Thanks for listening and watching Bet Sweats right here on the BetMGM Network. Back tomorrow 9 a.m. Eastern.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more.
No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.